You can buy feed a lot of places, but what makes this story special is how one family has stayed in the business for well over a century and their unique method of passing ownership to ensure it will be around for another 100 years. The story of Silver Moon Feeds is today's edition of The American Countryside. Silver Moon Feeds began in Chillicothe, Missouri in 1867. Ed Milbank is the fourth generation of his family to own and operate the feed mill.
My great-grandfather came here to build a flour mill. One of the byproducts of flour milling is wheat bran and wheat shorts, which are fed to livestock. So from the earliest days, feed was a sideline.
Over time, feed replaced flour as the focus of the business. Ed has made feed for just about every animal imaginable.
At one point, we were making a lot of ostrich and emu feed. That was a craze that seems to have passed. But we make rabbit feed, goat feed, and basically, if you have an animal, we will try to make a feed for it.
Ed is an only child, and he had no children. He devised a way to keep the company operating and reward his employees once he leaves the business.
We established an employee stock ownership plan. In this way, we not only have another generation coming along in the form of the employees, but we also have a reward for our many loyal employees.
The plan provides employees job security. Some have worked here for over 40 years, and no doubt all of them have learned much from this fourth generation feed mill operator.
The ability to take care of customers and the ability to recognize change and try to capitalize on change have really been the things that have guided us over the years.
And perhaps by meeting those changing needs, Silver Moon Feeds will live for over another century, servicing customers all across the Midwest. Traveling the countryside in Chillicothe, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.